Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating Pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies, so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, well, hello, the internet. Good morning, good day, good afternoon, and good night to you. Whenever you're listening to this, it is Season 95, Episode 1 of the Daily Zeitgeist, a production of iHeartRadio. This is a podcast where we take a deep dive into America's shared consciousness and say officially off the top. For the record, fuck Coke Industries and also Fox News. Go fuck yourself. It's Monday, August 12th, 2019. My name is Miles Gray, a.k.a. It's an a.k.a. for Miles Gray to use on the Daily Zeitgeist. He's staying pissing on Fox News. He's here for Zeit Gang. This time it's personal. Jack just left him all alone. And Miles made this pod his own. Just one of them. Oh, thank you so much to TV's Camille at Grandma. It's me, 00 for that Monica inspired AKA. Like I said this week, you know, we're trying to do some Beck inspired AKAs, but sometimes you got to go back to this, okay? And I am thrilled to be joined by my co-host who really needs no other introduction aside from this.
Lacey be scamming now from the money cow. I told y'all, like, dang, I'm the cast meow. I'm a disavow any knowledge how a scam goddess from Texas owns this town. This is my battleground, playing both fox and hound. I'm in the movie, so check me out. Hello, showing I'm versatile, scamming all the while. I'm Lily of the Nile. Go get your fleece on, get your fleece on, get your fleece on, get your fleece on, get your fleece on. Get your fleece on, Zeit Gang. Get your fleece on.
Wow.
Yo, it's me, Lacey Mosley, aka Scam Goddess. And this is by
Wyatt.
Hush your mouth. Silence when I'm stealing out.
In your face.
Stole your car.
Cannot be replaced.
Damn, we could keep going.
Yeah, wow.
Shout out to Ogawa Yuki.
Ogawa Yuki, yes.
Ogawa Yuki for this
amazing AKA. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad. When you came in, I was like, there's something you need to see.
I didn't even get tagged in this on Twitter. Like, he tagged me, but I didn't see the notification.
Well, that's how Twitter works. It's a mysterious thing.
Yeah.
It's a hellscape.
So, thank you so much, Miles.
Wow. I don't even know where to go from there. But one thing I do know is we have a great guest.
Yes.
Someone who I'm such a deep fan of theirs on Instagram, on TV, just in person also, but not enough in person. I don't get to tell this person in person how much I appreciate them and their creativity, their genius, their ability to make me laugh. A comedian, podcaster, creator. You know, you might know her as that wild white woman on Los Espookies. Mm-hmm. Please welcome Greta Titelman.
Hello.
Hi. I love your gossip videos.
Oh, thank you.
I love the hat. I love the vibe. I love the world this character's in.
Thanks.
It's like, it's weird. I watch that shit and laugh. I cracked myself up. Like,
thank you.
Not even showing people. It's weird. I really like it because I like the charcuterie board joke. It's all very funny to me.
Thank you.
Welcome back.
Thanks. I'm happy to be back. I'm very impressed by what I just witnessed. I know that I wasn't looking because I can't, like, when...
You know when you're not supposed to react?
Oh. I didn't want to react in the mic. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't. I was looking at Twitter to find my tweet.
The energy was just.
The energy was. You have a future. You need to leave.
My rap career?
Yes. Yeah. I'm not kidding.
I leave comedy and acting for good. I just rap.
Yes.
She's like, wait, Florida Girls got renewed. Well, I'm working on an EP right now.
Yeah, actually, I'm sorry. I can't come back.
Okay, but. Actually,
I know. Actually, there's a lot more money in music.
I know. Actually, we could, you know, that would be the new scam is just make you like a new, like Diva Lacey, the new Megan Thee Stallion type thing.
I mean, first of all, you could become like Megan Thee Stallion 2.0.
Yeah, 3.0.
3.0.
Have you thought about this actually?
Yeah, no, I used to do music. I sing.
Well, I know you sing. Okay, so what's good?
Do you want to make the album? I sing, and I'm like, I'm legit trying to start a band in L.A. Anybody listening, living in L.A. that knows any
instruments? You're gonna start a band?
I'm trying to start a band.
I play bass.
Okay.
Of course you do, Miles. What don't you do?
I make beats, too.
Okay. Oh, my God. You do?
Yeah.
Okay, because I've written 3 songs that I'm not going to talk about on this in case anybody wants to steal my idea. Yeah, we can talk
offline.
We'll
talk, you know what I mean? Yeah. And then Lacey will be featured. And
no, then, like, I'm actually, we'll like, band. I'm not, this is not a drill. I'm not kidding.
Oh, we're serious. We made a whole Twitter earlier this week.
Off a joke.
And now we run this Twitter and this Instagram.
Now we're running Twitter. Okay.
Horoscopes. It's next. Horoscopes for poor people.
That's funny. Yeah. That's funny.
Now, okay, so we're gonna work on your rap album, Greta. We're gonna work on your
mine. I
album
just
too.
Tell you this, and EP. It's upsetting to me because Lil Nas X kind of like stole my area, and like he doesn't necessarily know that. You know, I've dreamed for now 4 solid years of coming out with like a country disco album.
Oh,
he
wow.
kind of like cornered the country trap. Yeah. Area. Right.
So which that's a little different. Though.
It is. Right. I mean, look, Kylie Minogue's most recent album was very country, Australian country disco, you know? So, look, Kylie, you did it way before me. But, what I want to do is, like, I don't know. Even, like, I'm interested in exploring, like, country dubstep. Like, nothing is going to stop me from this. Mostly because in country music, I like that you can sing about dumb shit.
Right.
Like a whole entire song can be like, I'm sitting in my car drinking coffee, thinking about my life and my coffee. That literally can just be the whole song.
The new track, Coffee.
Yeah, exactly.
Yo, and it was lit.
I mean, do you guys know, sorry, I'm really like co-opting this conversation very quickly and this will only take 30 seconds. But you know,
but the clock is running, so I'm going to make sure it's 30 seconds.
You know Luke Bryan, who's like a judge on American Idol, huge country star.
Yes.
Just like, for example, how dumb some pop songs are.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
One of his like breakthrough was literally, a song titled like Me, My Boys, and a Beer.
Hell yeah.
And he has like Drink a Beer is another song. Like Beer Time
so then
is like
this
another
be about,
song.
Like Fine Meats and Cheeses.
That's what I'm
you
saying.
Know what I mean? Okay. Well, I like this. We got so many irons in the fire.
Woo.
Cut to next year. We already have an EGOT.
Listen.
I'm calling it. But before we get into your brain even more, Greta. We got to tell people what we're talking about. Disney really upset a bunch of people last week because they brought up the fact that they're planning on remaking some shit that nobody asked to be remade. But this seems to be in line with what Disney's doing. Joe Biden just joeing it up as usual, saying all kinds of interesting things. We'll talk a little bit about Jared and Ivanka and how smart he is and how smart they are and how they're just geniuses. Also, some alcohol trends I've been noticing and I'm curious to know about. And we're going to, you know, since Lacey's here, we got to check in on some scams. A couple scams I've been leaking at, and I was like, we need to talk about this with Lacey. So we will do that. But first, Greta, something from your search history that is revealing about who you are.
But I have the problem where, like, I can't. I mean, I just Googled how to take off a boot on a car.
Wait, like a fucking like immobilizing a tutorial boot?
As to how to take off a boot.
Okay, so are you not paying your parking tickets? What's going on? Or you just wanted to see if that was...
Well, my friend parked her car on my street. She got a boot put on it. She's out of the country. I was like, you have a boot on your car.
It adds up, too.
Yes, they say on the thing they can just jack up.
Yeah.
Which I think is really fucked up. That they can just
right. Well, rather than taxing people who need to be, they'll hit you with that.
Anyway. I've had a boot on my car because I had too many parking tickets.
Yeah,
I've given LA DOT between tickets and towing like I'd say around $6,000.
Oh my!
Yeah, I've been towed 12 times.
No, oh that's right.
Remember I used to.
Your stories
it's
end
no
up...
longer a part of my narrative. Okay.
Yeah.
That's right. Not who I am anymore.
You put that okay? outside of you.
I'm a hoe with parking. Okay, but but I used to live that life, and also I had a boot. This may be a myth, but I had a boot. Had to pay to get the boot off. Then never returned the boot. Eventually, I threw the boot away.
You kept
but
the
you
boot?
Never returned the boot because now we take off the boot and then it's like they're threatening you. They're like, you need to return this boot in 24 hours or
they
else.
Have no way of keeping track.
That's what I said. Like, my
wait, hold on. Sure. You can take the boot off yourself?
You have to. Okay, so you go to the website, you pay the money, and then they give you a code. And then you put the code in, and then you take the boot
and now they're
off.
Like, now bring my boot back.
Yeah, but they don't know where they boot at. Yeah. And I don't think that they
can't.
Like,
they can't know where the boot is.
And I don't think that they're keeping track of, like, license plate, boot ID number.
You don't. Well, how,
no, they are.
Of course
they
do. Then how can they give you a code to take it off unless they know where it is?
Because the thing is the code on the boot is set. Like, okay, so yeah, they know what's going to your car, they know the VIN number, but they're not keeping track of where the boot is.
But they know where the boot they after know the boot pay. They know that the boot that boot is with that car. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And sure, they can't like track where your car is, but if you get fucked and you park your car in the street and then a LA, you know, parking person sees your car, they're like, "Oh, you also have a boot." And then they tow your car.
Yeah.
I think that they have a better tracking system now than maybe when you had your boot on the car.
I mean, I had my boot on my car like a year
you
ago.
Still, oh, man.
Did you
I was
do
like,
the keypad?
A lot changed in a
that
year.
That would be fun to just take your boot and just throw it on someone else's car to
maybe
fuck with
like
them.
A year and a half.
I had a boot on my car in college like 900 years ago, unfortunately. Uh-huh. And we didn't have that keypad thing that you have. You had to call the person.
When someone came.
They had to give you a window of when they would come. I had to sit at my car to wait for this person
damn,
to remove
like,
the boot.
Wait for the cable man.
But can I tell you something? I did my freshman year of college at the University of Arizona, and we would get college parking tickets. Yeah, exactly. Bear down. And we would get parking tickets, and you could pay them off, I thought, with our bursar, like our student thing, because I'm like a fucking idiot.
Right. You're like, there's money
well,
on here.
Well, they would let you buy, like, iPod shuffles with it.
Right,
I was
right,
like,
right.
Why can't I pay my parking tickets with it? Turns out you can. And I had accumulated, I'm not kidding, I think like 27 parking tickets. And finally they put
legend.
The boot on my car.
Legend.
One other thing that I recently searched was which way to turn wheels uphill if you're parking.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yep.
A lot of car stuff for me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just a gearhead.
If anything, we know you're a gearhead who's probably parking somewhere in Silver Lake.
And also, last time I was here, I'm also a teeth freak. Last time I was here, I was talking about Millie Bobby Brown's teeth. Another thing that I typed in, Hillary Duff veneers. I mean.
Oh, yeah. She went a little.
Can't,
she got aggressive
with
her veneers.
Overboard. Did she go back? I think she had them filed down.
Yes,
and, like,
she did. I
out.
Think, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know.
She looks great.
You live and you learn.
She looks great.
What's overrated, Greta? What's something that you think is just so overrated?
I think oat milk is so overrated.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's loving the stuff. Mm-hmm. Can't get enough. Love it, love it, love it. I understand the benefits environmentally. It doesn't take as much water as it does for almond milk. But I'm going to be honest with you guys. I don't love it. And I also don't love the calories.
I was about to say, it's so high in calories.
I don't love the sugar. Are you,
but are you a usually alternative milk drinker?
I am because I'm severely lactose intolerant.
Got it. And you prefer?
I prefer almond. Okay. I'm sorry.
Oat milk, I liked for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is great. It felt like a breakfast shake almost. It's like much thicker.
Yeah.
But then after a while, I just lost momentum. I was like, okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
But I guess I'm not, maybe I need to up my alternative milk intake and just stop drinking half and half every morning.
No, I mean, look, I think that if you can mess with half and half, like, bless you, and you are superhuman.
Oh, yeah. I just like to have a, I don't know, 4 ounces of half and half every morning.
Just a splash of coffee in there.
You should. Just
take to get
few,
my phlegm up.
A few shooters of half and half.
Exactly. Why we not? Call them Barbie milks.
That's great.
Those little tiny cups. From the... whatever you call them. Diner.
I love that.
That's the word I was looking for. What is something that's underrated?
Nail clippers.
Go on. Now keep talking that talk.
I just think that nail clippers, we use them all the time. Mm-hmm. If you don't have one, you desperately need one. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like one of those things where all of a sudden you look at something and you just need it. And I think it's an underrated invention. I don't think we show it enough love for how much it actually like helps us in our lives. And I think it's just the kind of thing we toss in the drawer, we shove it away when we don't need it. But it does helps us a lot.
Yeah.
You know, it makes our feet look presentable. It allows people to get fingered. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
And I just bacteria.
Wash your hands.
And I'm just saying, I think that like a nail clipper, we all know one in our life, and we all have one in our life. And I think that we need to take a moment to look at that clipper and say, thank you for all that you do for me.
But still, people are disgusted at the sight of someone cutting their nails.
Yeah,
it's a
shameful activity.
No.
It's
shameful.
It's
like wiping your ass. You do it in private.
You do it in your private.
You do it absolutely in private, and you do it in your bathroom, and you do it over the toilet or over the sink or over the garbage.
I usually do it when I'm waiting for my... broccoli cheese soup and a bread bowl at Panera Bread.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's not where we want it.
Get my big toe out. I'm like, yeah, I'm
here.
Starts buzzing.
It is a private activity.
Yeah.
But I think it is just like an underrated thing. I also think that like more people, if you like manicures, pedicures, very highly rated, but also just like taking care of your own little nails. Underrated.
It's funny. My partner, Her Majesty, she does not. When she first saw me cutting my nails, she got so, buddy, why are you doing that? It gets everywhere. What she didn't know is that I was using a Japanese nail clipper that has like the guards on the sides. So when you clip your nail, the shrapnel just doesn't go flying. It's caught right there.
I didn't know that. See, this is what I'm saying.
I'm looking at your hands, Miles, and they're good.
They're nice.
They're all right. I'm not going to lie. I had to bite my middle finger nail off recently. It was jagged. It got caught on something, so I had to bite it off.
Well, from over here, they look great.
Yeah,
I will say that like nails, like it's an investment. Like men especially, like you can lose love over nails.
100%.
I look at men's hands immediately.
Me too.
Oh, yeah.
And if your hand looking sus, nah. Mm-hmm.
If you have long fingernails as a man.
Long pinky nail.
No, okay.
That cocaine pinky nail.
That's crazy.
That weed pinky nail. Mm-mm.
The only excuse you have for having long fingernails is if you play classical guitar.
Thank you.
And by the way, if you are playing classical guitar, you better shred. Like, you better be incredible.
Right. No half stepping with those long fingernails, like, and you can't even play.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like, come on.
Yeah. And if you're doing drugs with your pinky nail, you better be a drug lord.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, or just
you better
like,
make a lot of money.
If you just do the baller move and have like the big pinky ring that you can just put your cocaine in, and then just do it.
Yeah, it's just something about modifying your body and your hands to do drugs that I just can't.
No,
get
it's like be like all of us and use your fucking car key.
Right.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Get a little spoon.
Or a parliament filter. It's the recessed filter.
It's very college.
It's all stuff I've seen on TV.
Yes.
I saw this all with my real eyes. So if I'm ever running for office, there's no ambiguity about who I am as a person. I've seen it all and I've done
Trump,
it all.
Nobody gives a shit what
I know.
You did.
They'll be like, this guy did drugs. They're like, so?
So? And?
Even when Bush was in office, he was like, I partied and did blow.
Yeah.
And like, I was a C average at Yale or something.
Yeah, you know, I was farting off that blow. Greta, what's a myth? What's something people get wrong that you just want to set the record straight on?
I think that we need to clarify that mercury can be found in all raw fish, not just tuna.
Wow, really?
Yes.
Thank you for that important service announcement.
Yeah.
Is it because I'm not, okay, fine.
And you don't know why I'm bringing this up. Yeah, why? And this is why it came to my mind. I've been dealing with a lot of like acne, skin related issues since living in LA. And I went to this like, I go to this facialist who I love, and she was telling me about one of her other clients who had like similar kind of like patterned breakouts as me. And she was like, this client then went to this like, you know, some LA like holistic whatever.
Person,
and she found out that she had like very high levels of mercury.
Wow.
And then I was like, well, like, I don't really eat tuna. Like, I don't really eat that much raw tuna because I've always been scared of the mercury or like canned tuna or blah, 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 blah. And then I was like doing some light research. Turns out mercury can be in a lot of things from the sea.
Ah, well. What are you going to do?
You know, was that a fun thing that I just said? I don't know.
Well, it reminds me, didn't Jeremy Piven get like really sick because he was eating sushi like every day?
If you are like slamming that much fish that you are getting legit mercury poisoning.
It's too much fish.
It's just, that's just so much. You need to be eating it like every single day.
I used to work at a sushi restaurant, like a really fancy sushi restaurant, and everyone would always come in like, so where is this fish from? Is this from Washington? Is this a wild cut? Is this from Alaska? And it's like, bitch, whatever I tell you, you gonna believe. So why are you even asking?
I know.
If you like, where do you need it to be from?
You need to, right.
Scotland, yeah.
Yes, it's the most Scottish fish. It came in with an accent, actually. Yeah. Like, what do you want me to, like, come on now.
People just want to hear
what they want to hear.
Something that makes them feel comfortable consuming what they want
to
consume.
I just want to add to your myth and say, if you go to a restaurant and you're asking where the fish is sourced from, I would get told where the fishes were sourced from, but I'm not even sure my managers knew where it was sourced
right
from.
At that
they
point.
Were coked out all the time. They were just saying stuff to us. I cannot tell you what restaurant now because I've said too much, but
if you go to past episodes, you can figure it out.
Damn you.
I think I know what you're talking about.
But like,
but also you're talking about the restaurant industry generally.
Yeah, in
sorry,
general.
Not to put all that on blast, but
yeah, well,
we know that it's an intense work environment, similar to the emergency room. So.
Right.
Look, eat your fish, stay safe. Don't try and ball like Jeremy Piven.
Yeah.
I wish I had like a better myth, but I don't.
It's not, there aren't levels to these myths.
No.
You know what I mean?
You
actually gave information. We've had people come in here and just literally bring up Greek myths.
Yeah, and I love Greek mythology.
And that was actually one of my favorite ones.
No wrong answer. I will say, though, I am coming out with a fish, y'all, and it will be mercury-free. Yeah.
What's it called?
My fish?
Save it for our album. Save it for our band.
My fish is called Water Dog.
Oh, wow. Because you know my fish mercury-free.
I think that you should actually. I think that your rap name should actually be Water Dog. And
that's a horrible rap name. I would never name other than a dog.
I think
Mercury Free is like a sick MC name.
Yeah, Mercury Free is good.
That's good.
Welcome to the stage, motherfucking Mercury Free.
I would like that.
I like Mercury Free.
It sounds weird, like it's mercurial. It's bringing up the planets, and then it reminds me of Free from 106 and Park.
Yes.
I wonder where you are.
Is 106 and Park still
and AJ?
Is 106 and Park still a thing?
Oh no,
it was, and then it only recently ended because then Bow Wow was hosting it.
Right,
for a second.
But then there's
AJ
like,
and Free.
But wasn't like Keke Palmer or something like that hosting it at one point?
No, she had
a TV
show.
Later days, I feel like they had all kinds of people.
They had guest hosts for sure, yeah.
Because they didn't have anyone. Anyway, we digress.
I love Keke Palmer.
Well, we should talk about that after this break.
Okay.
Zyte gang, customers are rushing to your store, but do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it, you know, like a literal POS? Well, you need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Connect with customers in line and online. Look, you want to use TikTok? Well, guess what? They have plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns on platforms just like that. Get hardware that fits your business, take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Now, I was looking at Shopify.com, and I'm trying to get some answers. Let's say, you know, how to
bustling retail business, and I need, you know, maybe some hardware to be able to sell my wares on the street, take credit card payments, whatever. And I know Shopify is easy to use. Half the time I buy something online, I'm like, oh, yep, they're using Shopify. And if you need to learn more, check out their website. It's super easy to navigate, whether you have questions about how you can optimize your inventory or, again, looking for hardware to make sales easier. Shopify.com has all of that. Just go there. Check it out. So sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/TDZ, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/TDZ to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/TDZ.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season 1, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season 1, like my producer, Anna.
Oh, my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. Okay, so one thing I just wanted to bring up from last week, kind of old news, but still interesting to hear everyone's thoughts. Disney, with their whole new Disney Plus streaming service, they also talked about like rebooting some new shit. First, we found out that there was a Lady and the Tramp IRL reboot. I don't know if you guys see this. You seen this?
What do you mean? Like
live action?
Straight
Lady
up
and the Tramp?
Real fucking dogs. Just doing Lady
making out. They gonna
that's
have a
the
make
thing
out?
I don't know. Justin Thoreau, how? I think, is the Tramp. And I think who else is in it? I think Janelle Monae is a character.
You know, I just, what upsets me about all of that is like the animation for those Disney classics is so beautiful to me. Like, yeah, it's so classic, right, and like whimsy. I don't know if I necessarily need to see like a real King Charles Spaniel hook up with like a real cocker doodle.
I think that they've
Scottish Terrier, right?
Yeah. I think that we've gotten too broad with the live action. Like, I think the live action works when it was like Maleficent and stuff, where it's like a lot of people are involved.
Yes.
But I feel like when we start getting into all these cats and shit and then birds and then we gotta go underwater.
Okay, well, Cats, right,
That
human
freaks me out.
Movie looks like a crazy
Why
thing.
Do the cats have breasts? I don't know. Anyway.
They should have more titties, really, if
they
I'm going
to
be honest.
They should have like six
if
in a
row. If we're going to go there, yeah. Just go full.
Or like, commit to the titties that they
a
have.
A different kind
it's
of
like,
six pack.
It's like a cat body, but then there's a lump there. Yeah. Like, what is this? Everybody should be banded down. Also, like, I didn't really particularly enjoy the live act. Oh, God. I can't say this, really.
The Lion King? That's what you're about to say.
You said that. I did not.
But that's what you mean.
Did you Beyonce, not, did I never you not would love say it? That. Beyonce, I would never say that. I don't want to see live look at cats. That's like having living room cats.
It's just like a weird Planet
yeah,
Earth episode.
Something, there's some, but then it makes me wonder, I'm like, are the younger generations, because they're so used to seeing more like realistic looking things of like renderings of things, are they more attracted to watching like a semi live action?
Well, Caitlin Gill made a point last week that this is all just a part of a campaign to just use our nostalgia to extract as many dollars out of us as possible.
Yeah,
because it's just sort of like, just like in the same way, the Lady and the Tramp is probably one of like the first animated Disney films I can remember seeing. I mm-hmm. feel like before anything else, I really have a memory of seeing that first. It's the kind of thing where I already have an inbuilt curiosity about it. So when it comes out, I might go like, yeah, maybe I'll check that out. Different than other things where I might be like, I don't give a fuck about this new story. But it works on you like that.
I feel like the first movie that Disney made a live action version of was 101 Dalmatians.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And wasn't Meryl Streep? Am I making that
Glenn
up?
Glenn Close,
or Glenn Close.
Yeah,
Glenn
was
Close was Cruella de Vil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And but see, that was good because the dogs weren't really talking that much.
No, I don't think the dogs spoke.
The dogs didn't talk at all, right? That's how it has to be. I feel that's like Lady right. and the Tramp is going to be too much dog talking.
Yeah.
Anna, show them their Sam Elliott is playing a bloodhound.
Oh, my God.
Which makes sense.
They
kind of
look,
fits.
Yeah.
That, like, so that's good casting. I'm not upset with the casting.
The casting makes sense.
What the hell is the point of the guy looking like the dog if you're not going to see him?
Ashley Jensen from Extras is playing, I think, the lady. And, a few other things.
And Justin Theroux is playing the Tramp.
Yes, I believe so. And then I feel like there are other people, but I just can't remember enough.
How do you
and
guys feel about the live-action Mulan that's going to be coming out? Because I'm actually excited for that because Mulan
it'll be cool.
was a movie for me that I watched like 90 billion times.
Sure. I think it'll be fine because they're just trying to make it a different thing, not about the cartoon itself,
yeah, they're
but
killing
the story.
All the music, too, because yeah. a lot of it was problematic. So I'm interested to hear these new Mulan bops.
I don't think there are. It won't be a musical.
What?
Oh,
it's not going to be
like
a musical?
It's like treating her story as like about this hero. It's like a proper film.
So she's going to defeat the Huns.
No, I don't think so.
Ooh. I like that's that is a good song.
I thought
Let's
they were just going
to
sanitize.
No, I don't
the,
think so.
Yeah.
I could be wrong, and I'm just not as invested. But the thing I am is the fucking Home Alone remake they're talking about making, which again, everyone was sort of like, we were fine with all the other remakes, but what the fuck are you even thinking? Because everyone, the first thing they point out is like, the fucking whole movie is solved with a cell phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, Mom. I'm fucking home alone. What the fuck? Oh, my bad.
Hop in an Uber. Meet us at the airport.
Yeah. Sending an Uber right now.
Yeah.
How amazing would that be? Like, how Catcher in the Rye if you just went and like it was solved in like 5 minutes and then they just rolled credits on
right.
you.
Right. Wow.
That would be really funny. I would like that.
I would like that. That would break the internet. I want a movie to troll me.
You go.
If you think about like so many movies that put characters in predicaments like that, a cell phone solves all of it.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, the cell phone. I mean, look, we'll see what they do.
Also, like, now parents are, like, geolocating their kids.
Kids
and,
have microchips
like,
in them.
Yeah, it's just, you're not losing the kid.
And also, yeah, like, these kids now with the internet, those fucking burglars would probably get hit with some kind of, like, crazy death trap. They'd be like, oh, yeah, I turned this nail gun into a fucking...
I don't know. I feel like you could still burglarize places pretty easily.
I know, but I'm just thinking, like, you know how Kevin, he set up the paint cans and all those other shits?
Yeah, like,
like, what's the 2019? Well, if they're going to really honor it, I want to see someone just really harm people who have no other financial recourse except burglary.
No, Home Alone is like, Home Alone. What happens when two burglars mess with a 9-year-old internet savant?
Right, exactly. Or like, it's like the woke version where he's like, come on in. He's like, you guys must be in a really terrible situation.
Yeah, you must be feeling a lot of pain.
Like, how can I help you? It's so sad to think, too, on Christmas, you're probably only stealing because you want a good Christmas for your family.
Right.
Yeah.
And then it cuts to them getting back on their feet and shit. It's like
a rehabilitation
side.
Story.
Yeah, we don't need it.
Yeah.
How do we stop them from doing reboots? How do we as a public stop them?
Buying fucking tickets?
I don't think we can, because the thing is, all of these studios just want to invest in, like, okay, no one is going to, like, movie ticket sales, like, actually, like, breaking the box office. To do that, you need to have, like, a Marvel movie or, yeah, like, a huge scary movie. Mm-hmm. But other than that, like, or be, like, Tarantino. Like, right. Nothing is really driving people to the movie theaters anymore because everyone's using streaming shit, I think.
Right.
So then these studios are like, oh, let's look at these titles that are still so popular.
They need like tentpole events.
Maybe we already own the rights for,
right,
and then let's redo it. Like, that's the thing, because they already own it.
Right.
So it's not like they're buying something new.
Well, the one thing they love is contained thrillers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're like, oh, one location? That's cheap. Huh?
Yeah, right, in a house.
Well, the only way
is away from a
I mean,
we are at a lake, and that is
yeah,
it.
Exactly.
90 minutes at a lake.
Just terrified in one room.
We shot it in 15 days.
It's pretty good.
No, truly.
Yeah.
No,
no,
and then they know.
I've done one.
Exactly, but
on
those
island.
Contained thrillers are really the wave.
It's not out. But it was on Orcas Island in Seattle. Washington.
I want to go to Orcas Island. I've heard it's so
beautiful. It's gorgeous.
Was it beautiful in the film, too, or was it a sight of horror?
Yeah, it was absolutely beautiful. Yeah, it was horrible, but it was beautiful.
I okay.
Mean, like when you're not shooting, you're like, oh, it's beautiful. And then that's it.
And then you're back. Well, let's talk about, you know, another reboot that's happening. Joe Biden, he's trying to reboot his fucking brain because he keeps saying, I don't know, look, I don't really think this is a fatal gaffe, because I just think it's just telling of how Joe Biden sees the world. But last week, he was in Des Moines, Iowa, addressing a group of people at a town hall, and he had this bit of a slip up saying that poor kids are just as bright as white kids, basically.
And the other thing we should do is we should challenge these students. We should challenge students in these schools to have advanced placement programs in these schools. We have this notion that somehow if you're poor, you cannot do it. Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids. Wealthy kids, black kids.
Who started clapping?
No, I really mean it, but think how we...
Who started clapping so early on that one?
Well, that must have been a handler. I don't know. Like, I mean,
yeah,
I think...
someone was like, and distract them with
and distract
clapping.
Them.
Right. I think it's...
And we're dancing and we're dancing and we're...
The funny thing is, that was said at a town hall for the Latino and Asian Coalition.
Oh, God. Oh,
God.
So, I think maybe they were, I think the clapping was, they were understood the point he was trying to make, but he said it, it's funny, you know, we were saying like, well, in a way he could have just been like, yeah, as white kids, because we know how society looks at minority kids, and took the woke path
right.
suddenly, but he then was like, and wealthy kids, and you know what I mean?
But I think that's the issue, is that, like, I get it. Thinking on your feet is tough. You're talking a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And, I understand that there's going to be snafus.
There
always are.
Yeah.
But I think this is so indicative. Like, it's so enlightening on how he thinks as a person
right.
that it's just something that we can't ignore. Although I'm like, there's an intersection here of like, what about poor white kids?
Right.
But look, I think if he had really took the woke path, it would have been dope. Because basically what you're saying is like, you can be a rich person of color and you're still not as good as the poorest white person in the society.
Wow.
And if
Could
he had
imagine?
Said that, I would have been like, damn, Joe. Damn.
Who is this? He's
Let
like,
me go
no,
get
I'm
one of them.
Real.
Joe Biden's campaign merch looks like knockoff Obama merch.
Right. Yeah, it does.
It's like Joe Bama. Like,
yeah.
That's literally what his merch looks like.
Joe Bama.
It's...
Yes, we did.
I just am not. Yes.
Yes, we will again.
Yes, we will again. Yeah.
We'll do it one more
Hope
time.
Is still here.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, we call it a jope with a
yeah.
J. If you
Seriously.
Say it like Spanish, it's still the same. Hope.
There you go.
That's very woke.
Right?
Yeah.
Very woke.
Yeah, I'm just like not here for Joe Biden.
Well, you know, and I think his surrogates and like people who are, you know, there to defend him are like, you know, the point he was making, I think, is clear. And this isn't necessarily racist or whatever. And like, yeah, I'm not here to.
No, it's not racist.
Like, he's Joe Biden. He's from a fucking era where people would just out loud be like, you know, I think these colored kids, they're just as bright as white kids.
Like, and that was considered a nice
yeah.
guy.
And they're like, whoa, this dude's woke.
We threw that guy a parade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You're like, let's celebrate him for what he's doing for us.
He's like, hold on now. Just because they look different, I think the brains might be the same. The insides
like,
might be the same.
Like, you can watch any of those movies that white people love to thrust into the Oscar category every year, all their white savior movies. And there's always some white guy who's just doing the bare minimum. And we're like, he's our king.
Right.
Who's like having, equal. Who like has a speech like in his office to like other like white people that are like, maybe their minds are closed. Right. And he's like, you don't get it.
Well, like they're
non-white people think too.
Exactly.
And then they're like, wow. And then that's the whole movie.
Right. He gives his like black nanny slave like a Christmas dinner and everyone's like, look at that guy.
Wow.
And she ate at the table.
White people food.
Or he's like, you know what? You take this day off.
Right.
And it's because she's like, her dad died.
Yeah.
No. You know, you deserve a day off.
Yeah.
But be back tomorrow at noon.
Right. Well, like we're equal as like the 1970s bare minimum. Because right now in 2019, we're equal. Also, we know that we kind of left y'all on empty the whole time. We need to refill the tank so you can catch up.
Right.
That's the 2019 version. We're just like, I mean, we're all the same. And
also,
that's where it ends.
Dying for someone to just be like, I will completely abolish AK-47s if I were to become president.
Not just bump stocks, like everything.
Well, that's the next slow moving thing because obviously, like, with all of the shootings, too. The interesting thing is Walmart, they just took down their video game displays for violent video games, but are still selling guns.
Walmart.
This is, like, the funny thing that there's still this, like, movement to be, like, let's try and address every single thing except for the weapons first.
Wally World went downhill when Mr. Walmart, what was his name, the one who started it?
The Waltons.
Because didn't it used to be like if you worked there your whole life, you'd retire a millionaire or something like that? Like,
is that really how it was?
Yeah, it was.
Really?
And then they took that away. Yeah, this is a real thing. Like, I mean, you had to dedicate your whole life to Walmart pretty much. But if you did, you would retire a millionaire. Like, they had like all, like they used to take care of their employees. Like, now they fired all the greeters.
And then
like,
just destroyed middle America and all the mom and pop stores that couldn't compete. Well, you know, it's an American story, right? It's about just laying waste to those that are weak. So, yeah, Joe, we'll see what happens. One thing is Elizabeth Warren should know she is steadily gaining traction. So keep an eye out for her. She's eating into a lot of other candidates' support. So
yeah, I just hope that women will vote for her.
Yeah, well, you don't hear the same thing. Like I used to hear last time around immediately being like, I can't stand Hillary.
Right.
And I've not heard that. Because I think it was easy to have that take about Hillary because the name was around so long. It was easy for people to think they knew everything about a candidate.
Right.
Rather than I think they were just maybe upset about the dynastic nature of the Clintons, obviously, and the myriad of other things that's wrong with them in terms of being leaders. But I think with Elizabeth Warren, not enough people know enough to me to be like, oh, I can't stand her.
Yeah. It was
because
like
I don't know what you would.
Hillary was a career politician and, you know, was born campaigning from the womb. Like, she came out the womb and started shaking hands. Like, she was in it to win. But, I mean, I think that she might have cracked that ceiling and maybe Elizabeth can break through it.
I don't know.
But
I think
worry
it's
about
really...
women because women have been trained to hate other women. And it's a real thing we have to look out for in the Democratic Party.
I worry about women and I worry about moderate voters. I worry about people that would be like, yeah, I would vote for Biden, but if Biden doesn't get the nomination, I'm not going to vote for someone that is more like socialist leaning.
But
like
I thought
Elizabeth
that we
Warren.
All agreed as Democrats that it was like, whoever gets the nom, we're camping for him.
Yes,
we'll be out here in the streets. I'm going to pretend that they're my
the
best friend.
That's the same shit, though. But that's the same thing with the female vote. Everyone thought that they were going to turn out for Hillary Clinton. Mm-hmm. Everyone, I think there's a lot of internalized misogyny that women have.
Oh,
and
a ton.
I think that, like, you know, I'm sure that I know some people that are like, yeah, I voted for Hillary. And then like in the booth when they're alone, didn't vote for Hillary. And not to say that they voted for Trump, but they didn't vote for either.
Right.
Do you know what I'm
saying? Which hurt us. Which definitely hurt us. I think, and we talked a little bit about this the last time I was here. It's just like we really have to galvanize women in general. I'm going to keep it general today. Mm-hmm. But to vote for
white women.
Yeah, white women.
White
please
women.
Support each other.
Well, no, because they turned out for Trump.
As a white woman, other white women, please.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I just,
interviewed women, and they were mostly Trump supporters at the time, and some of them had voted for Democratic candidates in past years, and they talked about how they were like, I just don't think a woman can do this job. As a woman, I just don't think a woman could do this job. Direct quotes on CNN.
And look, the patriarchy has hardwired some shit
into all of us
that takes generations to break that programming. And like, I understand that, but It's a scary time.
Well, you know, we'll have to take it day by day.
Yeah.
Let's not live. We don't live in the past.
Right.
We don't live in the future yet. We're going to live in the present.
Well, I think that Hillary might have cracked that ceiling. And I think I
think that she definitely made progress. Ooh. I think that every little thing is progress.
Absolutely.
Do you know what I mean? I just hope that the like old white men that are still running things over at the DNC would even let someone like Elizabeth Warren get the Democratic nomination.
Right.
Yeah, that's what we'll
see. So that's a whole other thing.
Right.
And
hey, but look, if we saw how powerful Joe Biden's ability to get the digital presence out there, you know, and the digital support. So if enough people go to Joe 30330. maybe he will have the numbers to do it, but I don't know.
People forgot that when Obama was running for president, Joe Biden was a liability. And we all knew this. We called him Uncle Joe. We literally came up with a name so that anytime he says something wild, we're like, oh, Uncle Joe. Oh, Uncle Joe, touch that lady. Oh, Uncle Joe, stop touching them ladies.
Stop grabbing them kids so hard on their shoulders.
Right. Jesus. Uncle Joe.
Yeah.
So it's like Uncle Joe hasn't changed. He's still Uncle
Joe.
Well,
someone who has changed. Flawless pivot. Apparently is Jared and Ivanka Trump. There was this new podcast coming out that has like a lot of interviews with Ivanka's friends and colleagues. And it's all about like the making of her. And like there's also stuff about Jared Kushner that is kind of like no shit, obviously. But when you hear it like confirmed, you're like, oh my God, this guy's a fucking idiot. So the biggest, I guess, talking points out of this podcast and these interviews was that Jared... He saw the Trump presidency completely as a way to get out of his own debt that he had. Was like, yep, that's what it is. And we already knew because the way he was dealing with the Qatari government, he was only focused on getting himself out of debt on that massive building he was like upside down on in Manhattan. But not only that, like he really, really was, because he saw D.C. as the way out of debt, like insisted that they move to D.C. And Ivanka actually didn't want anything to do with that, apparently. Ivanka was telling her friends she wanted to remain in New York, and Kushner, quote, argued for D.C., saying they needed to protect her father, and by the way, now anything and everything was theirs for the taking. And then he was asking journalists, like, for, like, how to be a power player type lessons. So he would, it says, there's also a claim that the New York Post reporter would meet with Kushner for lunch or coffee monthly for a few years, and that, quote, he came off as a deer in headlights and wanted the reporter to tell him how power players and the media operate. Jared and Ivanka wanted to see themselves in the tabloid all the time, but once they married, the reporter said, Jared didn't want stories about them attending parties and wanted them to be perceived as very serious people.
Oh my gosh. This is a scammer. Kushner's a scammer.
Oh yes.
Absolutely.
And his most recent scam was going under, and he was like, how do I get it back?
Mm-hmm.
The government. Shout out to him, though, because a lot of scammers have too much ego to try to learn for their new scam. And if you just take a little time to get some education before you start running a scam, you can keep it up longer.
Yeah.
So this is textbook.
He went in kind of hot. Not enough finesse to it.
Exactly.
He just had the heart.
Got lucky that the scam turned, the universe opened up a presidency for him.
Somehow. Whatever he's on. I mean, he might have been talking to Marianne Williamson.
He like deeply makes me ill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The idea that Trump thinks he's so intelligent and like looks, seems like, oh, he went to Harvard and so he knows everything. There's this other story too that Rod Blagojevich, who's the former governor of Illinois, who's basically like selling off Obama's old Senate seat. Like he went in jail for that. Nobody on the left is like, damn, what happened to him is fucked up. He was corrupt. And you're like,
yeah,
you fucked up.
We let our people go to jail.
Right.
We fully let our people go to jail. And the Republicans are like, no, none of our people can go to jail. We don't care what they did.
He is a good man.
Right.
But, okay, he murdered that family.
Exactly.
But he's a good man.
He's misunderstood.
He comes from a good family. But he loves his
kids.
That family
misunderstood when he took their lives, okay?
Like, if you think about it, heaven's better than here, right?
Yeah.
So he helped them.
So...
he let them into God's arms earlier.
That's my gavel.
Right.
The thing with Jared was telling Trump, he's like, you should commute his sentence or like get him out of jail because then the Democrats will be like, this guy's dope. Completely misreading the whole thing. It's the same advice he gave when he was like, yeah, if you fire James Comey, the Democrats will like it because he was looking into Hillary Clinton. And because of that, they hate him rather than like,
yeah, that's not how we work.
Exactly. But again, those power player lessons, I don't think we're paying off.
Yeah, I don't think these were good lessons. I feel like Kushner was getting trolled.
Yeah,
I just think that in my fantasy He gets arrested.
Yeah, for sure.
Also, and he was asking the wrong people. Kushner's dumb. Why are you asking press people how to be a power player? If you want to be a power player, go hang around other power players. Use your name and your influence to go whatever back bar they at.
DJ Khaled.
In the dark. You know what I mean?
And people like out. That, though, Rick they Ross. Let their egos interfere. Like what you're saying about like scammer egos. When you want to find a shortcut. It's like cheating in school where it's like...
Yeah, I take back my praise because he did cheat.
Do you know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, you're asking someone that for their life is an observer. Someone that like a reporter is like someone that observes people's behaviors and writes about it.
Exactly.
And you'd think that person would be a safe person for you to go to kind of like learn from, when in reality, he actually should have really done the work and like
talked to the actual power players that he wanted to be around and with. He's got enough to leverage.
I like how we're upset that he didn't finesse this.
Yeah,
enough,
he didn't do this correctly.
Well, because here's the thing. If you want to like really be scamming for real like that, then if you want to walk the walk, you got to talk the talk.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, people who are doing that,
I guess talk the talk, walk the walk, whatever it is.
But
you
got to
walk it like you talk it.
It gives me hope. Walk it like I talk it. It gives me hope, though, because like he's not good at scamming. He obviously doesn't know how to be a longtime power player, which means that just like his building that went under, this will also go under because he's not good at it.
Yeah. Well, he was able to get that money, though. So
yeah, that's true. He did get that money. But, he can still lose it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, 100%. It can all go in a flash, as all scammers know. One thing I just do want to bring up really quick is that another scam people are doing, I think, is really riding this wave off the interest of the Chernobyl series from HBO. Because there's a new vodka out called Atomic.
I'm here for it. With a K.
And it is being used. It's produced with the grains and water from Chernobyl's exclusion zone. Right now, there's only one bottle in existence.
And how much
so
is it?
So people are like, well, it's because like these people wanted to make it and be like, we've done it. We've made the thing. Now, it's apparently like a team of like researchers like are actually the ones making this. And this is basically just a huge publicity stunt. But the idea is actually, so the whole thing is these researchers, they found grain and water that were in this exclusion zone and the shit was radioactive. Yeah. The grains, they say, were slightly radioactive. Okay, the amounts were strontium-90, were just a smidge above, I guess, normal safety level. But I guess that's...
What is the normal safety level?
I don't know. I guess it's barely...
And what is a smidge?
Well, look. Do you want to get fucked about Chernobyl vodka?
I'm trying to get radioactive lit.
Yeah,
okay,
I know. You think I've been fucked up before? Wait until you see me get radio fucking active.
Yeah, exactly. But apparently it's different because when they distill the grain, it's going to remove all the impurities. So it's actually perfectly safe to drink. And the water, just so you know, it's from an aquifer deep in the town of Chernobyl, and they say. It's free from radioactive contamination, similar in chemistry to the groundwater sourced from the Champagne region of France.
Okay, wow. But like, here's my thing about that. Then why do we not have champagne water? We have, you know what I'm saying? Right. Why do we not have water from that region?
Well, I think that's just
because
to say
if the water
grow...
is supposed to be that amazing, then like, where's the bottled water of that at?
I guess for growing the grapes, really.
Mm-hmm.
If we're getting into the vineyard, the wine growing aspect of it.
But water chemistry for grape growing is very different than what we need to drink.
I wonder what, like, if you drank, you're like,
I'm curious, shit. What's the pH of that water?
Wow.
Is it like Icelandic glacial? Shout out to great pH water. Like, if the water in Champagne, France is that dope, why don't we have champagne water?
Wow.
I'm just
Do you have a competing vodka brand?
Right.
My goal is when I'm like huge celeb to have
high-end alcohol. Like George Clooney has Casamigos.
Exactly.
Well, they sold that.
Paul Mitchell had Patron.
Ryan Reynolds has Aviation Gin, which is now like the biggest gin company.
Wait, Paul Mitchell was behind Patron?
Yeah.
Really?
Paul Mitchell hair care?
Yes, hair care. Why do you think the hair care was green and the Patron was green? Ba-ba-ow.
Wow.
And you know what that's called? Cross-branding.
Yep. Yes. But so subtle that you wouldn't, you know.
So
what I mean?
Subtle.
I should try to drink his hair products. Maybe they
on. Casamigos sold, so now George Clooney has nothing to do with that?
Yeah, so Randy Gerber
and George Clooney,
whoever the third and fourth dude, they sold it for like $1 billion
years
ago.
Whoa, so it's done. But yeah, they still use their likeness because
yeah, of course.
I see them like palling around on trucks, you know.
The branding's still the same, but they got their check. They
Diddy
got their
Juice,
check.
You know what I mean? Oh, all the Ciroc.
Avion. Was it Avion?
Yes, yeah,
Ciroc.
And then no. Diddy isn't Diddy doesn't
no,
have a
Ciroc.
He has a tequila.
Yes, but he also
too.
Has a tequila.
Oh, yeah, it's called Avion. No, DeLeon.
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 And then
Armadale
Fitty had Dame F and vodka.
Fifty had F and vodka.
Yep.
And then,
but that's not doing that hot.
It's actually doing pretty well. It's like in everybody's rail. Like in like that's considered like a high end.
Really?
A high end. I used to bartend it a lot and a lot like a high end. Oh, place F that would
was,
be in their rail.
I was in a focus group for F and vodka once.
Wow.
And they were
how
like,
did that happen? How were they like? You are our target market, Greta.
Because like my friend was working at this marketing company in New York, and we were like party kids, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And like we were the people that were drinking. I'm a vodka drinker,
right?
Yeah. And like,
they're like, you want to try 50 Cent vodka?
It was like cheap. What would make you try effing? And I was just like, the packaging for me, the branding for me is not I am more likely to drink Ciroc than I am effing,
right?
Ooh, I actually like Ciroc,
puffy. Well, let's take a quick break and we'll sip some pineapple Ciroc and be right back.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season one, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season one, like my producer, Anna.
Oh my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, I'm home.
Everyone knows that it's Dad's job to be a bit of a joker.
Sorry I'm late, everyone. There was an accident at the factory. Monty fell into the upholstery machine. Don't worry, though. He's fully recovered.
Good one, Dad.
Did you get the pizza for dinner?
So he likes to keep everyone happy with some dad jokes.
Yep, right here. I had a coupon, and it saved me a lot of dough.
Well, the truth is, Dad is just a fun guy.
Hey, I'm not a mushroom.
Please stop. Where does he get these stupid jokes from?
He listens to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast.
Oh, great. More dad jokes for me.
We've delivered over 15,000 jokes to over 3 million listeners, and man, the postage fees are killing us. Listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. And let's check in with some scams real quick. First up, there's a new article from Business Insider that's just giving us a quick update on the state of MoviePass. We already knew that it was just a failed experiment. How the fuck are you going to charge people $9.95 a month to watch unlimited movies? The numbers don't add up. But yet, they persisted. Now, there's just a few things that they mentioned that are this kind of new, but not surprising. Like, first of all, they had a, quote, like a tripwire system that basically, when their, like, cash reserves ran out from people buying too many movie tickets, they could just basically pull the plug on the whole fucking thing. And people would act like, oh, sorry, you were unable to get your ticket for today. Just to always ensure that they never went over. One little tidbit. Mm. Also,
that's smart.
There were these investors who basically became, like, the heads of the company over time. One of these investors was involved with LaToya Jackson's Psychic Friends Network. So that's the background.
And none of her psychic friends told them about this.
Oh, no, they didn't. Have you ever called a psychic?
Yeah.
You did?
Called? Yes.
Where?
Like, where was a psychic located?
Yeah, was it like a hotline or someone gave you a number of a psychic?
No, it was like a whole number.
You're not throwing your money away on on TV psychics.
No.
I like that.
Okay. But I've been tempted.
Yeah, of course. I mean, Miss Cleo almost
Miss Cleo,
I should have called her then.
So they had their tripwire thing. And then, okay, so these people who became the heads of the companies, they fired one of the founders of the company because she kept bringing up the fact that this $9.95 a month model was not going to work. So they're like, you know what? We don't have time for fucking haters. Hit the fucking bricks.
So they're literally just like Billy McFarlane. Like, if anybody was like, hey, hater, Billy, I feel like this isn't going to work.
Nah.
Get out of here, bro.
I need to hear solutions. I need to hear solutions, not problems.
The problem is the business model.
Right. No. I need a solution to that. The solution is to stop. No. You're a hater.
No,
I need a solution. Find money. Find me a way to fucking scam somebody.
Definitely a scam, because I love that if the scam hit the bricks, they had tripped it up to it, be like, oh, sorry, the whole system is down.
Well, this is what else they did. They would fucking change passwords on people that were using the app so much so they couldn't get fucking tickets.
That's crazy.
So then you could be like, what the fuck? My shit's logged out. They couldn't log in because the password was all random.
And you need to get another one.
Yeah, forgot
That's
password.
That's crazy.
Jamming you up. This is what they said. Lowe dreaded the company's power users, and they're referring to one of the CEOs. Those high-volume MoviePass customers who are taking advantage of the low monthly price, constantly going to movies, and effectively cleaning the company out. According to the Motion Picture Association of America, the average moviegoer goes to the movies 5 times a year. The power users would go to the movies every day. Before Mitch came on, it was, how do we slow these guys down?
I had a friend.
I know power users.
Fuck
Me
those
too.
Guys is what
I
the
had
quote
a
was.
Friend that I'm not joking, I think was going to the movies 3 times a week.
On
MoviePass.
No, I know somebody who was going 5 times a week, multiple times a day. I'm not even kidding.
This guy
who's a cinephile and has a podcast about movies was just seeing as many movies all the time. And so when MoviePass came out, he was in love with it because it was like, oh, bet. I'm about to like.
He was driving a
Rolls
Royce and shit.
I mean, it made so much sense. I remember when my friend, the one who was hitting up all the movies all the time, he was like, yeah, it's only like $10.
Right.
For unlimited movies. And I was like, how is this lucrative?
That's what everyone was thinking. And it's death throes.
I know, it's so
I think they're
sad.
On hiatus right now.
Yeah.
Or something. Whatever
it can't, it can't continue.
I love that they were jamming up people who use it too much by changing their
password.
That shit is funny to
fucked
me.
Fucked up, but I love it.
I mean, it's not fucked up. You got greedy. Like, you know what you entered into. You know that $10 a month, it's not sustainable for you to be seeing 30 movies a month. Like,
no.
But that's what,
tripping.
But that's what they're offering you. So you better damn well take advantage of it.
Yeah.
Also, but see, that's the American way, and it's kind of
you know what it
crappy.
Was when you signed up.
But see, even me as a scammer, I would have been like, this is a good scam. Like, I wanted to stay alive a little bit. I won't abuse it to that point.
But,
like, you're just in the movie theater, just swipe. You're just in there all day.
You're a moral scammer, which is tough to be.
I also think that when you make a business model like that, I could imagine being in the room conceiving MoviePass, being like, yeah, but nobody's actually going to go to the movies that much. Like, think about it. No one's
there. Yeah, exactly. Not right. ours.
People, it's like people are like, yeah, but no one's actually going to see five movies a week.
Are you
like,
kidding
no
me?
One
yeah.
actually has
there
time
are people
for
who
that.
Fucking pay to see that shit. Yeah.
But
yeah.
that's definitely what happened. Yeah. They were definitely like, okay, let's project how often people go to the movies. Probably reading five times a year. They're like, okay, well, if they go
Based
five times
that.
A year, like whatever.
They forgot about millennials.
I have a suggestion for them. They should switch to a class pass structure. Where you can get X amount of movies a month.
Right.
You know, like ClassPass, you can get X amount of passes, whatever.
That's what it should have been in general. But as scammers, they were like, if we come in hot with this low, low price, we're
going
to get everyone to sign up. We'll get everybody's money. And then the people who don't actually use it, that's how we'll sustain the business model. But
no, I actually just cracked it. Because here's what it should be. They should restructure it where like low ticket selling showtimes, like a 3 p.m. showing of like Once Upon a Time in Hollywood or something like that, that the theater wants to sell more tickets, those should be the ones that they just like offer times every day.
Oh,
you know what
right.
I'm saying?
Like Hotel Tonight.
Exactly.
For
Hotel
tickets.
Tonight, but for movie tickets.
Boom. Yes. New idea. Silicon Valley hit
I
us up.
I just solved your problem.
Or they could have just been honest with their thirsty users and just put up a thirst
honest?
Alert.
Come on.
Like,
now.
It could have popped up on your phone, like, thirst alert. Like,
no,
you're doing too much.
Lacey, this is, we're talking about scammers. There's no such thing as honesty. And
no,
we also have to say.
But listen, a thirsty person is not going to stop thirsting just because you told them they're too thirsty. If I got an alert that was like, you're being too thirsty, I'd be like, I guess I got to come back later. They caught me.
I'm turning the thirst up. Somebody says I'm being too thirsty. I'm like, oh, you don't even know.
Yeah. Also, yeah. You think this is thirst?
This is no.
Yeah.
You,
no.
Fuck
I'm
you.
Not even. I'm not even. Dehydrated.
This is me ashamed of myself.
Yes.
Oh, now okay. I'm gonna take the break fully off. I do want to say really quickly. Rest in peace to a real scammer. One of the more famous sports cheaters of all time. This woman, Rosie Ruiz, who in 1980 set the Boston Marathon record for a woman with a time of 2 hours, 31 minutes, and 56 seconds. And when she took the women's medal, many of the other runners were very suspicious of her. The reason being, they say she wasn't sweating enough, she had on a heavy shirt, and she didn't know anything about running, did not even look like somebody who had run over 26 miles. So this is before they were like checking people, like where they had like markers and stuff. Like people would just sort of, there would be spotters who would just like write numbers down or whatever. And during this time, she was able to take advantage of the system
so
because
proud of her.
Also all of the folk, the spotters were mostly paying attention to the men's race. So there you go.
Sexism.
Use fucking, use the patriarchy to your advantage, Ma. She, and also she didn't show up on any video, no fucking photographs that were taken on the first 25 miles.
So how did she do it? Did she just run a mile and win?
She just showed up like a mile out and hopped in. They say like two students caught her just jumping into the race near Kenmore Square, about 1 mile from the finish line.
Shout out to a queen.
And that's amazing.
When they were grilling her, they were like, okay, like, what about your training methods? Like your pace times? What about intervals?
She, was like,
she knew nothing.
I just be running. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get out here, I put my shoes on one shoe at a time like everybody
and
else.
Just
and
go.
I just be running.
She couldn't even identify landmarks. It was just, it just fell apart.
So is that how running, did they, the is that, did they bust her that
her.
Day?
8 days later, they're like, I'm sorry. After talking to you, you clearly know nothing about anything. What also came out, for her to qualify for the Boston Marathon, she cheated in the New York Marathon and took the fucking subway to get to the fucking finish line.
Now that one was probably more believable because you do sweat on the subway and you
true.
Do run.
I am obsessed with her and that's amazing.
So
anyone that's willing to just like, to me, that is the greatest scam that like, it's so... For
blatant.
What? Like,
yeah,
for
right.
what? You know, it's like, it's not like you're scamming like a ton of money.
No.
I mean, you do win money when you win these
a
marathons.
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit, but like,
it's
but,
more
I don't
to
know,
be like, I won this marathon and set a world record.
Man. I was so proud of her. I was so proud
the,
of her.
The high must have been crazy. Ooh.
Honestly, I think that it's one of those things where you're like, wouldn't this be crazy if this worked? And
yeah,
then it does.
And
you're
like,
and you're kind
it.
Of just like, holy shit. Yeah.
They're like, so what are your methods? You know, when running. I was a little girl, I started walking. You know what I'm saying? Like, first, I started with the crawl.
No, no,
then
no.
Then I started walking.
No, no.
And then one day,
Miss Mosey, we're more
My legs up.
We're interested in your training methods as an elite marathon runner.
Oh, so, yeah, absolutely.
So would you do interval training? What do you...
So I do all the intervals. You know what I'm saying? So I do a here and a there, and I do it everywhere. You know what
and
I'm saying?
And what about your runner's form? Is there anything you had to address?
My form is very much putting one leg in front of the other. You know what I'm saying? You got to really put...
I think we've seen enough, Miss Mosley. Thank you so much for your time. 8 days later, I was set up.
I was wrong.
They set me up. Greta, thank you so much for joining us
today. Thanks for having me.
Where can people find you and follow you, support you, watch you?
You can follow me online at Gertie Bird. And you can listen to my podcast, The Worst, where I have guests on. I still need anyone. Both of you should come on my show.
I would love to come on.
And, you know, if you live here in LA, I host a weekly show with fellow Daily Zeitgeist guest, Blair Saki, every Tuesday.
We tried to get you on at the same episode. When that came up, I was like, oh, I want Blair and Greta. Yes. But I think the scheduling didn't work out.
The scheduling was probably wackadoo. But yeah, please come to our show every Tuesday here in LA, Genghis Cohen. It's free and it's fun.
Boom.
Yes.
Lacey, what about you? Oh, I'm sorry. Is there a tweet that you like?
Oh. Yeah, this is good. I think that I read one of my friend's tweet, same person last time, but I love my friend Max's Twitter. Okay, you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
This was tweeted by my friend Max Wittert. You should follow him on Twitter at WaxMittert. It is, imagine that you can finally understand your dog's words and thoughts, and it turns out she's completely Christian.
Oh, the Lord taketh and it giveth. He giveth.
Yes.
Lacey, where can people find you and follow you?
Ooh, okay. I'll do this quickly. Guys, you know you can always find me at D-I-V-A-L-A-C-I, Diva Lacey, on all platforms. Also, guys, Scam Goddess October 1st. I swear it's coming out. It's not a scam. Everything else I do is a scam. You can email scamgoddesspod with all of your scams. If you've been scammed or if you're retiring a scam, let us know about it. You can follow Scam Goddess Pod on Instagram and on Twitter as well. Guys, the season finale of my show, Florida Girls, had a season finale last week. If you have not caught up on that, you can get all of it on the Pop TV Now app, or you can download the whole season on iTunes in the first two episodes off of free. Okay, what a scam. And guys, I'm gonna read you two tweets from our new page, Horoscopes for Broke People.
Yeah,
which I think
go.
Is a very smart idea.
Well, it all came up because it's always things like, do not
sign any
in
contracts.
Yeah,
and it's like, who? We're not signing any contracts right now. Poroscopes. Taurus, as your moon approaches the sixth house, conflicts will arise. Sixth house in astrology relates to debts and enemies. People have started to notice that you don't Venmo them when they pick up the check. It may be time to say you lost your debit card. And one more from Poroscopes. Virgo, today is the perfect day to Tinder for dinner because you know your broke ass ran out of Lean Cuisines on Monday. Poroscopes.
I like Lean Cuisine.
I do too, but if you run out, then I guess you have to get on Tinder.
Well, I don't have that option.
Yeah. No, you do. It's LA. Women will pay for men's dinner because men are trash.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, good
so
to
if
know.
You meet a nice man like you, Miles, they will pay for your dinner.
I can't even put my scam on 10 if I do. Oh, boy. Guys, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Miles of Gray. Tweet I like is from @Auras. It says, pros and cons of dating me. Pro, dating. Con, me. And you can find us at Daily Zeitgeist on Twitter. You can find us at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We got a Facebook fan page. We got a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes.
Footnotes.
And, you know, Daily Zeitgeist is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app or Apple Podcasts or wherever you get the free podcasts. Now, song that we're going to ride out on and start the day off is from Star Slinger. It's called Like I Do. Just get a little bounce in your shoulders, in your chest, your back, your hips, your knees, and your feet, and your toes. Okay? Have a good Monday. Keep your head up. Keep your chin down. Bye-bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies, so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.